now I would like to introduce our dear and beloved Imam Muhammad Mardini from the American Muslim Center. For most people, Imam Mardini does not need an introduction, but for those who have not met him yet, who have not had the pleasure of meeting him yet, Imam Muhammad Mardini has been in the U.S. since 1980. He's the religious director and imam at the American Muslim Center here in Dearborn. His sermonizing, whether on subjects of personal or religious importance, equates to the most sincere and basic message that we must all work together with open hearts and understanding. Dearborn especially is a melting pot of faiths. We need to share everything. His lesson of communion is paralleled by his fierce resistance to the actions of those who commit violent acts in the name of Allah and misuse the Quran, and he is outspoken in condemning the acts, if not the individuals. Please welcome Imam Muhammad Mardini by the salawat ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May the peace and blessing of Allah the Almighty be with all of you, that you took the time as a brave man and woman and children to come out today on this day of Ramadan to stand together in solidarity to reject all the aggressions, the attacks that we see in all the media outlets, that if this people who subjected to such turmoil are not the people of Palestine, you will see the entire world up and running in arms. But 65 years ago, when they came to establish the state of Israel, establish it, when they said there's no people out there, you are here today to keep a life that you and I will reject that story. The people of the Palestine, those people, the peaceful people, the people like everyone in that holy place where Moses and Aaron walked, where Jesus, peace be upon him, burned, where Muhammad, peace be upon him, descended to the heaven from that mosque. That land, the sacred land that has a blessing from God and a mercy, these people deserve all humanity to stand and support them, to stand with them and help them, since the world today turned the deaf ears to them. The occupation, no matter how long, will never erase and eliminate that Palestine mentioned in the Torah, mentioned in the Bible, mentioned in the Quran, is going to stay and still the first Qibla for those they believe in God. Brothers and sisters, today we are in the most civilized country in the world. What are we doing? What are we doing to persuade our decision makers, to motivate their hearts, to help them feel for humanity and stop supplying the sophisticated weapon, to use it against the innocent men and women in their schools, in their hospitals? Look at the kids today, after numbers of years. They've been suffering. Few millions here, few millions there is not going to help. But a peaceful solution, a peaceful solution for the coexistence for humanity should really work. And it has to start with us, the people of freedom. This isn't a free land. The brave men and women like you who came to say and state to our President Obama, we want to hear your voice against the aggression of kids, women, elderly, destroying and bombing mosques and places of worship and hospitals. We want you to stand to defend those innocent people who've been subjected to all this aggression, to barbaric attack in the month of Ramadan. And we urge our Secretary of State, Kerry, to do his best not to be a broker, but to stand tall against attacks and aggression. 65 years of aggression they made, and I give it to them. I give it to the Israelis. They were successful in bringing all the world to listen to what they say and to change, and also put in the media things motivate the heart of the people. And that should be our way, because we are the people of truth and we say the truth. And the fact is, they came and kicked all the people of Palestine out by every measures, by every tactics, political, militarily, massacre, imprisonment. And today they cry, and I hear some of our brothers in Egypt and some other world commanding Israel. And our ambassador, the ambassador of Israel here, who graduated from Pennsylvania, who his father was a mayor in there, graduated and became an ambassador of Israel, to say he will grant the military defense a grand prize of peace. Against what? Against a few casualties. That's what he's saying today in the media. We answer him and say, we stand for all humanity, all innocent people, and we want peace, real peace, to take a place in this month of Ramadan. The month of mercy, the month of forgiveness, the month that our hearts will motivate to extend our hearts and hands to the needy all over the world. We expect all the people of humanity, the free people, to stand and say it loudly. We are all one nation against that, the attacks on humanity. The children of Gaza, our people of Gaza, we apologize from you. Yes, we pray to you, and our hearts cry for every drop of blood, every tear from our innocent children and women and men who doesn't have anything to eat. They don't have electricity. They don't have any means of living. So we should raise our voices and be the one to start. And I will start with myself to pledge to help them in every way possible. I pray to God, the Creator, God who created man as free. We pray to Him to empower us and help us to stand tall, to stand to defend our dignity and integrity for all mankind. Because God said, إِنَّ هَذِهِ أُمَّتُكُمْ أُمَّةً وَاحِدَةً وَأَنَا رَبُّكُمْ فَعْبُدُونَ. The human nation is one nation, and I am the Lord, worship me. So I remind our leaders, I don't blame the Israelis, but the Muslim leaders, the Arab leaders, I say to them, maybe no one hears you talk, but there is a heavenly day. It's going to come, because there's no tomorrow. Tomorrow is not promised. So when you go down in your grave, you are going to be questioned at every drop of blood of this innocent people that you and others played with. I pray and cry to God Almighty on this day, on the last 3 days of Ramadan, that God will bestow the mercy and the blessings and find a way to free and liberate Palestine and the people of the Palestinian people. as you hear his voices and the hearts they came in this month of Ramadan, as they are fasting for you, answer them and respond. Shower and bestow the mercy. Shower and bestow peace in Palestine every day, from today until the day of judgment, and everywhere, O Allah, you know where we stand for. Lift the agony, lift the aggressions, help the people to come to share the mercy and blessing and peace. God bless you and reward you.